Penguin Random House Audio presents The Longest Night by Andrea Williams. Read for you by McLeod Andrews, Rebecca Lohman, and Hilary Huber.
There can be no greater admiration than that of the husband to return and find, as he had hoped, that his own wife has met the test of keeping up her end of things. The Army Officer's Guide, 20th edition, 1954.
Paul. Idaho Falls, January 3rd, 1961. Paul was so lost in thought that night, driving, that it took him a moment to notice the ambulance heading toward him on the horizon. It arced up over the road, a starry flare against the black sky until it passed him, bright and soundless. A minute later, two fire trucks and the chief's station wagon followed, traveling in a tight pack, their lights whirling yellow and white and red. Paul's heart tightened into a fist. He tried to tell himself that the trucks could mean nothing or anything, that they could be headed to any of the reactors at the testing station. But that was bullshit, and he knew it. It was bullshit just like the supervisors had been feeding them for a year, that all the CR1's glitches were minor, that when the reactor shut down, you just started it up again. When it got too hot, you just did what you had to do to cool it off. Use your heads, boys, and make the damn thing work. Keep it alive until that new reactor core arrives in spring. Then this thing'll be running so smooth, you'll be sorry you ever complained. So they'd waited through fall and early winter, holding out for spring. But here it was, the coldest night in an Idaho January, 17 below zero.